Welcome back, my podcast, Naomi Takes America, Season 3. Yeah, welcome back. Thank you guys waiting for me. Thank you. Okay, the Season 3, my assistant is Ray. Come in.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited because Ray is real my friend.
Yeah, we've been friends for quite a long time now, huh?
Yeah, maybe 12.
Yeah, maybe 12 years.
Yeah. Too long.
Too long? Should we end it?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ray, please introduce you.
Me?
Yeah, for my listener.
To give you a little background, I am Japanese, born and raised in Yokohama, Japan, but I went to an American school all my life and then lived in New York for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I met Naomi and we started kind of working to, I worked at the record label, so I've been in the music industry, but started working with Naomi as well. And we did the world tour together.
Yeah.
And been working together ever since. Mm-hmm. So we work together, we hang out together, and we turn up the club together.
Yeah. She taught me everything. The club, the strip, the American alcohol, drink alcohol. So many.
Did I have any positive effects on you? It's all very not too good.
Yeah, but yeah, love, English, alcohol, strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we first met in New York.
We did.
Yeah, Blue Note.
At the Blue Note, yes.
Yeah, she's drunk. Drunk.
It was drunk. New Year's Day or yeah. Eve. It was New Year's Eve. Of course I was drunk.
Yeah, but too drunk. Hey, what's up? Naomi, let's go! Bitches!
Yeah, yeah, you're not even exaggerating.
Yeah, very, like very excited.
Yep.
But I come back to Japan and we coincidentally, the TV studio, the elevator.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Ray is crazy because always drink alcohol and exciting, but maybe first time the work studio, oh, my tension is, oh, crazy Ray. Hey, Ray, what's up? But Ray is no alcohol. Ray is very, oh, hi, Naomi. How are you? Good to see you. Oh, my gosh. What the fuck? Yeah.
So fake.
Yeah, so fake. The alcohol, drink alcohol, no alcohol, the Ray is so different. And I think it's, oh my God, I finally found best friend. She is so funny.
Yeah.
And we together 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years.
And this podcast, season one, season two, and we stop preparing. And we finally restart season three. The before, only heard Spotify. But now, all platform, we start. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Hi, nice to meet you, or welcome back. Thank you. Okay, let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Naomi Takes America. I'm so excited to keep talking to my friends and learning about American life. Watch me grow like a Tamagotchi. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, hi. Oh my God, it's you. It's so good to see you. I'm Ali.
Ali, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you too. Ali Williams, I noticed we are both AWs. Williams, you're always wet.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you are listening to my podcast. What do you think always wet Naomi is me, the naming?
I love the name. Is that going to be on a new Punyas t-shirt?
Yeah, yes, yes.
New design. Should it.
Yeah, always wet Naomi in America. And the same AW. always wet Naomi Watanabe.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. You live in London?
Yes. Oh, yes, I live in London now.
Wow. Yeah. What time is now?
It's 2:50 a.m.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
It's all good. I'm a YouTuber, so I've been editing all day and all night. So I'm awake anyway.
Okay. Oh, you're a YouTuber?
Yeah, I teach English on YouTube.
Oh, English teacher YouTuber?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so cool. Please teach me.
Yeah, nothing sexy, just a little bit sexy.
Sexy? Oh, okay. Please, sexy English, please tell me.
Sexy English.
Your English has improved so much.
Really?
Like, from episode to episode, I'm loving it.
Oh my gosh, really? English is so hard because the pronunciation is fine, but the grammar is so hard.
Mm. When do you feel the most confident to speak English?
Sex and right,
it flows naturally.
Yeah, very daddy word. And the sex and emotional is so angry, exciting, yeah. Naturally, the episode talk or the communication is so hard.
Wow, when you're being emotional, that's when it's easy?
Yes.
Wow.
Why?
That's the best way to learn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
The best places to learn, being emotional and in the bedroom.
Oh, yes, yes. Everybody, every man is my English teacher.
This is why you're so good.
Yeah. I found it. Always. Anytime.
Found the best teachers.
Yeah?
You found the best teachers?
Yes, best teachers. Please.
Nice.
Yeah, but English, I learned English maybe 3 years. But sometimes I come back to Japan half month. I forget everything. And I come back, New York. Yeah. I start from scratch always.
Yeah. It's always the way.
Yes. Please tell me the good English study style.
Well, I mean, the best way to study is with a partner, which you're doing.
Oh, I see. You mean English speakers or boyfriend, right?
I think just another person.
Oh, another person. Yeah, oh, just a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
For sure, yeah. But do you prefer to study alone then?
No, maybe friend is good. But sometimes my pattern is talking is good, but I long start writing.
Yeah.
Oh, so also you don't have to write to improve your writing. You can read.
Oh.
That passively improves your writing.
Uh-huh.
And if you listen, that passively improves your speaking. Mm-hmm. So you don't need a class or a partner. You can passively improve your skills just alone.
I see. Passive is important, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If I go to the party, everybody, what do you do? Now, I'm a comedian. Okay. People expect really good English for me. Yeah. And oh my God, so fast, talk to me. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm always phrase so hard.
Yeah, but everything I've seen you in, your English is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and it's very cute as well.
Oh,
even
very cute?
If you make a mistake, it's cute.
Oh, nice mistake. That's a nice mistake?
Yeah.
Oh.
100%, yeah.
Wow.
I heard once you said you tried to say important and you said impotent.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's cute.
It's cute, really? Important and impotent.
Yeah.
The mistake is cute.
I think so. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. So I always mistake that English is so much similar pronunciation, but mean is different means.
Yeah.
So many, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I always mistake impotent, impotence, and organic orgasm.
That's not even the pronunciation.
Yeah, I know.
But you just want to say it.
Yes. And coke and cock, right?
Cock.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's so hard. I always nervous in restaurant. Can I have a coke? I always so confused. Coke, right?
Coke.
Coke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good. So what we could do is I could give you a sexy pronunciation test. Would you like to do that?
Yes, yes, please.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, nice, nice. Yeah. So I will give you the description of a word and you say that word to me.
Okay.
Okay. You ready for the first word?
Let's do that.
Okay. If there's a problem with pronunciation, I'll correct you.
Okay.
Okay, so if I say, I'm tired of standing, I'm going to, what's that action? I'm not standing, I'm going to...
Sit down.
Nice, nice.
Oh my God.
That was good.
Yeah, sit down. Yeah.
Nice. Give me just that word, sit.
Shit, sit, shit. Yeah, I know. I always shit. I say always shit. But so confused. Yeah, I know.
But not that time. You nailed that. That was amazing. You did it perfect.
Okay, shit is correct.
No, sit.
No. The first time, you did it perfect.
Yeah. The pronunciation is shit. Sit. Sit.
That's good.
Is just sit. Shit is bullshit. Like this.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. I always...
So you know the difference. You can do them.
Yeah. But maybe around English people is everybody say shit, right?
Oh, uses that
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Before, my friend has so cute dog. Yeah, I say for dog. Shit. But, you know, he don't move.
Yeah. She's trying to get him to sit.
Yeah, I always, shit, please, shit. My friend is, what the fuck?
You know, shit means to poop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're telling the dog to poop.
Yeah.
Poop.
Oh, shit is poop.
Yeah. Does the dog poop when you tell him to shit?
No. He go away.
Maybe he thinks you're calling him. You're a shit.
Yeah. Shit dog. Oh, shit man is poop. And sometimes people is, oh my gosh, shit. You know?
Something very bad.
Yeah. And that sometimes bedtime sex, pray sex, everywhere. Oh, shit. You know? Yeah. Are you okay?
You learned it really well.
Yeah.
You learned it really well.
The sex prayed shit means, I don't know what did mean. What that mean?
It can mean anything.
I see. Okay.
Whatever you want, it means that.
Oh, I see. Everybody say this word, the pray sex. Oh, shit. That shit is so slow, you know?
It's the same as yabai in Japanese, you know? You say yabai and you say You know.
Oh, I see.
Slowly.
Oh, slowly. Yeah. Yabai. Oh,
yeah.
Same mean. Oh, English is interesting.
It depends how you say it.
Yeah.
During sex, if you're like, oh, shit, that's good, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you're like, oh, shit, that's not good.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. What? Good? Good?
Good?
Good shit. Shit.
You're enjoying it.
Enjoy. Oh, shit. Is enjoy. But, oh, shit. Is no good.
Uh-oh. Something happened.
Something happened.
Oh, my God. So hard. English is the tension is important, right?
The intonation, yeah.
Intonation. Oh. Yeah. If I.
And stressed, yeah.
Do. Ferrate nan tyun da?
Give head.
Okay. If I give it head. If the man said, oh, shit, it's so good. But, oh, shit, it's no good.
Maybe it's over. Finished.
Okay. Finish shit mean, okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Sorry.
You learned very well.
Yeah. Okay. And, one more question, please. The test.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a hot day. You live near the ocean, near the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go swimming and tanning?
Ocean and sea.
Begins with a B.
Oh, beach.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, you pronounced that really good.
Okay.
You pronounced that really good.
The similar word is bitch, right?
Yes, but you don't have that problem. Have you ever pronounced that wrong?
No. Because beach is same means in Japan, like beach.
It stretches out in Japanese too.
Yeah, but yeah, beach. Yeah, wow. The sound is so similar.
You say God. That with passion, bitch.
Bitch.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, everybody say bitch. What does bitch mean?
It's well, you're telling someone they're a bad person, you don't like them.
Oh.
Or they are rude to you.
Oh, I see. The rude yeah. people.
Yeah.
Oh, for example, someone spits, are you bitch? Oh, my gosh.
She's a bitch.
Or, yeah, if you tell your friend's dog to shit, mm-hmm. your friend might call you a bitch.
Yeah, correct. I know. Oh, I see. But bitch is so... Everybody say bitch, bitch, bitch. The song, drama, movie. But bitch right. means is it's okay, bitch, on TV.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Say it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well. TV? On TV.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's quite strong. So not on kids' TV.
Oh, but... I see. Okay. Not Sesame Street.
I would love if they taught bitch on Sesame Street. But...
Okay. The kids' TV show is no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, but I love the bitch, the sound.
You own that sound. It's
yeah.
good.
For example, please. The bitch の前にさ、前後についたりとかするときあるじゃん。
When there's words before or after bitch.
Yeah, after bitch.
For example, like if you say, oh, work's a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Work is a bitch. It means... You don't want to go to work.
Oh,
like work
I
is,
see.
Work is very annoying. And it's,
always, it's, I see.
You don't want to go.
Very,
so
yes,
it's not always
difficult,
the person.
Tough.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
If I eating so good food, oh my gosh, this is so delicious, bitch. No?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I think.
Really?
I mean, you could say a friendly way to your friend as
uh-huh,
well.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh. bitch, you have to try this.
Oh, I see. The good friend.
Yes.
The best friend
yes.
is good. Oh.
Yeah, so it can be bad. It can be really friendly.
Oh, okay. If I meet Biden. Oh, hey, nice to meet you. Oh, my God, you are so cool, bitch. If I say no good. Right?
Probably not.
If you're best friends.
Just friends, right?
I don't know. If you say that, you will either best friends instantly or he'll punch you in the face.
Oh, I don't want to get punches. No. And I don't get best friend for Biden. No. Wow.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, bitch is, I like that. Yeah.
Fun.
But the, maybe England too, the US, England is the song, the hip hop, like hip hop is always bitch, shit, fuck, so many word, bad word, but everybody has expression mark and clean version.
Clean version, yeah.
Music. Sometimes in restaurant, public places is clean version, right? And in America and England. But in Japan, everybody don't know English means. If we go to the restaurant, the music is always shit, shit, fuck, fuck, bitch. So pussy, pussy. And Dennis, yeah. And the kids and the baby is always smiling, eating food, but
they love it.
Music is a bitch, fuck, pussy, pussy. What do you think?
I think it's funny. When a kid, it's inappropriate, but when a kid is dancing and singing to that, it's so funny.
Yeah. Wow. And English, England, the English and the US English is different. Right?
Different. Which do you find easier? Do you find American accent or British accent easier?
Maybe before I live in Japan, the England English is easier.
Yeah.
But I moved to New York and I learn American English. American pronunciation is easier now because...
You're used to it.
Yeah. In America is tomato, tomato. But England is... Tomato, right?
Tomato.
Tomato, yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah. The Japanese say tomato. Yeah. So very similar England.
It's more similar to us, yeah.
Yeah. Do you speak Japanese?
全然. 日本語を話すときに 子供みたい.
すごい.
So cute. So cute, bitch.
I sound like a baby. Sound like a baby.
So cute. Maybe my English, the sound, same.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Your English is very cute.
Really?
Yeah, big fan.
Thank you, bitch.
Thank you, bitch.
Aw. BFF.
We're besties now.
Yeah, BFF. In America, it's elevator.
Yeah.
And England is lift.
You knew.
Yeah.
You know everything.
Yeah. I love that.
Do you know? Okay. What about sneakers? In American, it's sneakers. Do you know the British one?
Eh? Sneaker. Sneaker. In America, sneaker. England is, I don't know, footwear.
We call them trainers.
Trainers?
Yeah.
Trainers?
Trainers.
Why? Training shoes?
I guess so.
Oh, I see. Everybody didn't say sneakers?
No.
No?
Nah.
Wow.
Do you know any English, like British English, bad words?
I don't know. Please tell me.
You don't know any?
No. Zillow.
Okay. If you don't like someone, a very strong word you can call them is a wanker.
Wanko?
Wanker.
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 Yes.
Wanker. Wow, he is wanko. Like this?
He's a wanker.
Oh, wanko.
So the last syllable, say wanker.
Wanker.
Perfect.
Wanker.
Perfect.
Oh, wow. Wanker. Oh, I didn't know
that. You sound so British.
Only British slang, right?
Yeah, I don't think Americans say that.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so...
We are better at swearing.
Yeah. Cool. If I go in America and if Blanco people came to come to me, that I said if I were she is bitch, is everybody knows mean, but oh my god, she's one call. Everybody know that, right? No. They don't know that, mm-hmm. right? Wow.
They have no idea. Wow. It's your secret language.
Yeah, secret language. Maybe we have the same Japanese slang. I don't know. What do you think?
Similar to wanka?
Yeah, same, wanka, the same means in Japanese slang.
Like クソ野郎み
たいな。クソ野郎か。クソ野郎、うんこ野郎か。
クソ野郎。
クソ野郎。Yeah. お前はクソ野郎。
クソガキ。
Yeah, クソガキ。
Is it the same?
Yeah, クソガキ。ガキ means the kids.
Ah, okay.
Kids, like more condescending.
Useful. That's useful.
Yeah, クソガキ。
Yeah.
Wow. Today is I'm so grow up day.
Did you know?
One car and
nice. You have to say it with that passion that you said bitch.
Oh.
Wanker.
Wanker.
Puff that. Yes.
That one? Oh.
Yes. You deserve a British passport.
So easy. Thank you. Wow, 面白い. Interesting. Thank you so much. And maybe we should meet, talk together more, talk together next time.
For sexy English.
Yeah, sexy English. Yeah. I should watch your YouTube.
Please do. It's Papa Teach Me.
Yeah. And we together... teach more English.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm in. Zehi.
Zehi. Thank you, Ali. Mata ne. Thank you so much.
Mata ne. Jane.
Jane.
Bye-bye.
Oyasumi. Good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
We'll be right back.
Hello to everyone listening to Naomi Takes America. I have a special announcement. We'll be coming to your city for Naomi Takes America, the podcast live. Woo! It will be a show to talk, laugh, and just talk. We will be going to New York, DC, Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, New Orleans, and LA. Come join me as I hop around America this summer and come teach me a thing or two about your city. Check out NaomiTakesAmerica.com for ticket information. Ali is so good English teacher. He is living in Brooklyn before.
Yes, he lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Now in London.
Yeah. And England English and US English is difficult, especially pronunciation.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
But in England English is the pronunciation is similar in Japan.
I think so.
Yeah, in Japanese.
Yeah. It's easier for you to pronounce.
Easier. I know.
Wanka.
Wanka.
It's difficult for me because I speak American English.
Oh.
Yeah.
First time?
Yeah.
Oh.
First time to say that
Wanka.
Word. Wanka.
Wanka. The Wanka. Sound is very gentleman.
Yeah.
The sound.
It's just the sound is...
But, like, but, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Means is so... But means...
It's
but,
horrible.
You know? Yeah. Oh, hi, Wanka. You know?
Yeah.
Hi. The sound is so gentleman,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Ali is so good English teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out his YouTube videos.
Yeah. Hold on. He has the 1.5 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Wow. So big.
So he's a good teacher, I guess.
Yeah. And he loves sexy word.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yeah. We are best friends.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It mean, oh, today's. I got.
Yeah, the different.
Different.
Say it slow, say it fast.
Yeah. I always confused why he said, oh, shit, you know.
So that was good. That was a good oh, shit, though.
Yeah, they're good. My sock is so good. Me, right?
Yep. I think so.
Hold on. Today is in Japan.
Yeah. We're recording in Japan.
Recording in Japan, and the staff is everybody Japanese. Everybody don't know
what we're talking about.
That we're talking about. Maybe we should go meet Ali. Yeah.
In London.
London. Thank you so much, and good night, America.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have stories about American life and want to be on the show, go to NaomiTakesAmerica.com or see the link in our show note. Follow me on Instagram at WatanabeNaomi703 for update. And don't forget to rate and review the show. Talk to you next week.